Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schutz for Rabbi Yonah Merazi Sheyichyu. Oh, the schutz Moshe Beshtarat Sol Moshe Mordechai is based on the shir given by Morim Rabbi, the Tolan Rabbi Shlita. In Parshas Vayigash, the pasuk says, "Es Yehuda Shalach Lefan of El Yosef, Lars Lefan of Goshen, Avayavar to Goshen," and he, Yaakov, sent Yehuda before him to the land of Goshen to show the way before him. And they came to the land of Goshen. Rashi says, "Laris levana tikkargumo lefanas lamakom laris echis yashiv ba." Lefan of kodem sheagiel l'shan med shagad laris lefan of the second law, base of Talmud sheyetsim misham shemisham teitzeh hora. To show the way before him, Unkelus says to clear out a place for him and to instruct him how to dwell there before he arrived there. The Medrash explains the words to show the way before him as an institute, as to institute for him a house of study, from which halachic rulings would emanate. Foremost, it's worthy to note that Rashi, in his explanation of the pasuk, seems to have deviated from his usual practice of pshuto shel mikra, because the pashut meaning of laharis lefan of Goshna is that Yehuda was sent to scout the best way for Yaakov to go to Eretz Goshen, which was the place where Yosef had told him they'd be living while in Egypt. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says to clear out a place for him and to instruct him how to dwell there. So the Mefarshei Rashi, Sifsei Chamas, Kildav, and others all attempt to explain why Rashi chose the explanations of the Targum and the Medrash, also Lesakin based Talmud. Why don't they just say the Pashup Shat? Haris Lefanif, to show him how to get there. What's the best way to go to Eretz Goshen? Also, after saying his explanation based on Unkelus, who says Lefana Kadamohi, to clear out a place from Rashi, goes on to add further, Ulahoros Hech Yisya, and to instruct him how to dwell there, doesn't contradict Unkelus, but it's not hinted to in Unkelus. So why is he adding on to what Unkelus says? Unkelus just says Lefana Kadamohi, to clear out a place. Rashi adds, and to instruct him how to dwell there. The fact that according to the first explanation of Rashi, Yehuda was sent to prepare their dwelling place, it's surprising, as it seems uncharacteristic of Yaakov, the holy of the Avos, the holiest of the Avos, Bechira Avos, to be so concerned about his housing arrangements. The second interpretation that Rashi cites, that Yehuda was sent to prepare a Beis Medrash for Yaakov, is also surprising, because although Chazal tell us, Mimeim Shel Aviseinu, Parsha Yeshiva Mehem, from the days of the Avos, they were always learning. They never stopped being in yeshiva. This includes Yaakov. But we don't see any other instance that Yaakov needed a Beis Medrash in order for him to continue learning. Yaakov was busy with the flax of Lavan day and night. And yet Chazal still tell us, Lepaski yeshiva mem. So he was still involved with the yeshiva, with learning. So there he didn't need a Beis Medrash by Lavan. My Mapitom here, he needs a Beis Medrash. The question is, why does Yaakov need, according to one pshat in Rashi, to instruct him how to dwell there, to worry about his housing arrangements, and why does he need a Beis Medrash? Also, why Yehuda? Yehuda's a king, so why was he sent on this mission? He's just organizing things. It doesn't have to be Yehuda. So in this week's Haftarah, reading the Navi Vatal, Ben Adam Kachucha Yitzechot, Ksova Lav Yehudo, Bnei Yisrael Chaver, Velakacha Yitzechot, Ksova Lav Yosef, Eitz Ephraim, Vecho Beis Yisrael Chaverov, Karva Samdechad El Echod, Lecha Leitz Echod, Vahayu Lachodim Biyadech, and you, the Son of Man, take one stick, and write upon it for Yehuda and the house of Israel's companions, and take another stick, and write upon it for Yosef, the stick of Ephraim, and all the house of Israel, his companions, and draw the sticks close to one another. They become one stick and they should become one in your hand. We see from these psukim that there was a specific significance to the fact that Yehuda was sent to join Yosef in Egypt. So what does this teach us for our Avodas Hashem? This Vasemes, the Yeshiv Tavrish Lamed Aleph, says that Yehuda and Yosef have fundamentally different approaches to Avodas Hashem. Medrash says, Ve'er Yehuda Meis Echod, Amar Bo, Nefazin Atzmenu, and Yehuda went down from his brothers. Yehuda said, let us go and scatter ourselves, as all the time, that we are gathered, the debt, in other words, the punishment for selling Yosef, can be collected. So Sfasemis explains, in the name of Chiddush HaRim, that the Medrash is teaching us that Yosef's avoda was one of supreme Kedusha, separation from all the loneliness, the mundane elements of this physical world. He was Nazir Echov, he was the Nazir of his brothers. So his avoda's kinus was gathering. So he had to hold in all of his desires. That's Yosef's avoda. But Yehuda's avoda was to scatter. He didn't seek to separate himself from Olam Hazeh, but he wanted to utilize the elements of the mundane world, which were sanctioned by Allah for his avodas Hashem, so he elevates them. So that's Pizur. Go all over, engage the world, gather in the holy sparks. Yosef tried to distance himself from people on a low spiritual level. He didn't want to be pulled down by their lack of Kedusha. Yehuda was a spreader around. He wanted to bring people back, to strengthen their connection to Hashem. So the Sfasemis concludes there, again, Vayeshev Tarla, Tafresh Lamed Aleph, by citing examples of Rebbes like the Kotzke Rebbe, who only wanted a few good people in serving Hashem to reach the highest levels of Kedusha. Others like Rav Yitzchok Mivorka, he tried to attract even the most simple people, give them the connection to Kedusha. In Vayichi, Tov Resh and Zayin, this Sfasemis elaborates further and explains the pasuk which says, Yehuda atah yaduha achecha, your brothers will praise you. First, the fact that Yehuda's approach allowed him to connect himself to all of Klal Yisrael, even those who sunk to a very low level. He is therefore able to give them chizuk and show them way to progress in the Avedis Hashem. V'zois liyuda, etc. V'alamot v'yenu, and this is for Yehuda, to his people he will bring, that he brought the Kedusha to the people wherever they were holding. The Sfasemis adds that Yosef's approach of uplifting himself is hinted to in his dreams. Hinei kama lo masi gam nitzve gam nitzav, my bundle stood up and stood straight, which is esroimimus, elevation. Yehuda's approach was hinted to in the pasuk, karash achav kari, he crouches and lies down like a lion. But even when he crouched down to lower spiritual levels, he still remained as strong as a lion. Sfasemis adds that both Yosef's and Yehuda's approaches are valuable and necessary. We have to use them both for Avodas Hashem. So now we can start answering our questions. Although Yaakov never saw it necessary to establish a Beis Medrash, that was before Eretz Mitzrayim. During the Bris Ben Absalom, Avraham Avinu was told, Yodot Teda Kigeri Tzarechai Beretz Lo Lahem, you shall surely know that your descendants will be strangers in a land that's not theirs. Mitzrayim is a land that's not theirs. It was so foreign, so impure. Ervas ha'aretz, so it's not yours. So in such a place, Yaakov was concerned that without a designated Beis Medrash as an island of purity, he and his descendants wouldn't be able to survive the impurity of Egypt. So he needed dafka there, a Beis Medrash. When establishing this Beis Medrash, Yaakov saw it necessary to send Yehuda to join Yosef because he understood that spiritual survival in Egypt was contingent upon the implementation of both of their approaches. To have the highest level of Kedusha of Yosef, but also Yehuda to reconnect any members of Klal Yisrael that come in contact with the impurities of Egypt and become affected by it, so we needed Dafka Yehuda. And from the fact that Yaakov sent Yehuda to join Yosef, Rashi understood that the point of his being sent was not only to scout out the road ahead for Yaakov, any of the brothers could have done that. So Rashi explained that it was done in order to prepare a place in Egypt for his arrival, to clear out the tomb of Egypt, like Uncle says. Lefana kadma, what is the Lashon of Uncle? Lashon of Uncle is Lefana kadmoi, to clear out a place before him, to clear out the impurities. That was Yehuda's job. So how do you clear out the impurities of Egypt? You do it by combining the approaches of Yosef and Yehuda. The more elevated approach of Yosef and the more inclusive approach of Yehuda. And then Rashi also wrote that Yehuda was to instruct them how to dwell there, the Eich Yisyashev, That was the Avod of Yehuda. So the Beis Medrash, it's going to be pure, filled with Kedusha, but even simple members will join. Yehuda joined Yosef in Egypt to ensure that by the time Yaakov and the rest of his children and grandchildren arrived, the system would already be in place, and they'd be able to live in Egypt in maximum purity, but without excluding anybody who wasn't on the highest level. So that's our world today. Our world today, we have to, on one hand, take the approach of Yosef, of elevating ourselves, small doicha to push it away, to be a nizir echov, and yamin mekarevitz, and bring other people close. And we'll be zeuche mirtz Hashem, to banu b'nei banu moiskin b'torah b'mitzvahs, aleinu b'al kol Yisrael, amen. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.